We're going to call up this girl that slid into JD's DMs. No, nothing like that, of course.
Rats.
She wants you to DJ her wedding.
Yeah, it's a backyard wedding, so immediately no. But
Sia, do you ever get people asking how much JD charges?
Actually, I don't. No, people don't DM me.
Every once in a while, people ask me how much JD, you know, charges. So this is interesting. So you're going to allow me to negotiate this because you don't know how to negotiate with someone who listens to the show, a fan.
Yeah, and something of this magnitude. Plus, I'm just tired. So
well, let's get, what's her name, Ray?
Ray, yeah.
Let's give Ray a call. I'm going to manage JD's life and career right now. Here we go.
Hello?
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the morning mess. She said I do. So far, JD says I don't.
Straight up.
We got Ray. Yay. On the line. Ray.
Hi, Ray. Hi, guys.
Hi, Ray. Well, first of all, congratulations on the upcoming nuptials.
Thank you. Thank you. Very appreciate it.
Hey, how did you and her meet, JD?
She just cold DM'd me.
Oh, just DM'd you?
Straight up.
Nice.
She's very nervous. I already know right now.
Are you, Ray?
So nervous. This escalated so quickly.
She's like, I asked you a personal question in your personal DMs, and now it's on air.
Welcome to their life. Yeah. I tell the show, if you have something personal, I'm going to talk about it. So, when is the wedding?
April 17th of next year.
Next year. Yeah, so we're having a topic of, like, what was worth every penny? And basically, we're talking about weddings. I've been married a couple of times. Not to say that yours won't work. Obviously, it will. overrated. And there's certain things.
The first one didn't, so I'm round two anyways.
Oh, this is okay. Your second marriage.
I will write that into the
yeah,
fact.
Yeah, write that in. Okay. Yeah, okay.
Second.
Okay.
Mine.
Okay, you're not wearing white, are you? Because this is your second. It has to be off-white.
Yeah, we know what you're about at this point.
It's not my second, it's his second.
Oh,
okay. Doesn't matter.
Okay. So we hear there's a negotiation going down with you and JD per the price of JD doing your wedding. And luckily for you, I used to manage DJs back in the days.
Wonderful.
And JD is a wonderful DJ, and he's too nice of a guy sometimes. And obviously, he has a relationship somewhat with you. I don't know you, so you won't hurt my feelings. Mm-hmm. But do you mind if we do kind of a live? We're live on the radio right now. If we do like negotiation of how bad JD wants to do the gig and how bad you want him to do your gig?
I'm so down.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I first want to start out just so you have the background knowledge.
Okay.
Am I doing the reception or am I doing the ceremony and reception? Because, Joe, you need to factor that in.
Okay.
It's different equipment.
Right.
So what were you thinking?
We are having a backyard reception at my aunt and uncle's house. We're having a private ceremony with just family. So it won't be ceremony. It'll just be the reception. But we are going to ask the DJ to be there for a cocktail hour to kind of have somebody there to play music as guests arrive.
How many people are we talking?
Our max that we will cap it at is probably 75.
75. How many people did you have in your backyard wedding?
175.
175. Yes, just a bigger, fit bigger.
More exclusive. Yeah. It's a more exclusive invite.
We like to not get kicked out at midnight. And we like to just have the freedom to be able to do and plan as we want to.
Okay.
I know Sienna totally gets that because we hear about her backyard parties all the time.
Yes. Yeah. So I'm for it. JD hates on backyard weddings. So I don't even know if you'd want a DJ there that's going to hate on it.
That's true.
I don't want to do the wedding.
That's what I'm factoring
really
in.
Do it. Yeah, I don't want to do it. So what's going to get me up? Ayo.
Damn.
April, it's nice weather. Okay. How many hours?
Probably between 5 and 6 hours.
5 and 6 hours. What was your budget? Because I already have a number in my head. What was your budget for this?
We really would like to be around the 700 mark. And we know that that's probably on the low end. But, mm-hmm. I mean, if we're negotiating,
right.
Then I'm not going to put my foot in my mouth.
Right. No, okay. All right. So you got
to
put the equipment in there. He's bringing his own equipment. You're bringing your own equipment, correct?
Yep.
And then you're also a radio personality. So then now she's going to promote that you're JD from the Morning Mess.
Okay.
Well, it sounds like she's a fan. So maybe we factor in a couple of things. Does JD get a plus one or?
Yes, but.
But.
Here's the thing. We know that he likes to invite multiple girls to events.
Yeah, you've done that.
You only get one.
A plus one only. Would that be okay?
Unless he wants to bring you two.
So my friends here get a plate. Would they get a plate?
Of course. Of course.
Okay.
Do I get to bring my husband?
Oh, you know what? We do love an Ivan.
Okay.
He'd make the list for sure.
Yeah, okay. That sounds like a fun gig to do, JD. She's a fan. It's about, what did you say, 4 hours?
Yeah, April 17th is a Saturday.
Okay.
It is a Saturday.
Nice weather.
Nice weather.
Ivan will be there for you.
Yes.
If you need anything.
None of that matters to me, with all due respect. Right. Ivan is a liability at that point.
He's going to drink your shots.
Yeah.
I'd say minimum 15. Mm. Minimum.
Okay.
Okay.
So that's what I would say. JD, she is a fan. She listens to the show. You'll have fun.
Factoring all that in.
Yeah, free meal.
I like $1,500.
Yeah.
I think that's very fair.
Plus one. You can't do the two girls, though. You're one.
You know what? Who knows what will be going on during that time? Maybe I'll be taken.
Right.
Or maybe you'll find a bridesmaid there.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
You have any hot bridesmaids that are coming on this
wedding?
We'll
factor that in.
There's a good chair.
We don't have a traditional wedding party. We only have a maid of honor and a best man. But I do have lots of friends that will be there. I think you'll have a good time. I think you'll have a great time.
Have a great time, too. I like your vibe.
And I like that you listen to the show religiously. Mm-hmm. So I have factored that in.
So what do we have here, Ray? A deal?
I think we have a deal.
$1,500?
I think that sounds fair.
That's really fair. That's fair. You're getting a deal.
I was going to chime in, and as someone who did get married and have to hire a DJ, well, my cousin did it for free, but that's just me. I did look at other DJs, and this is a steal, girl.
Yeah.
Yes. Like I said, we did some shopping around, and we were prepared for a certain number, and obviously we're huge fans of the show.
1,700. 1,700 just went up. 1,700 just went up. 1,700. Lock it in right now. You got to put in your calendar 1,700. You keep talking, it goes up.
1,700.
Yeah.
You were on the lower end, JD, so this is great.
Yeah.
1950. 2000 with my friends.
Wait, do I get a cut?
2500 and Joey will ordain.
Oh, no.
Not doing that. All right.
You want to risk it for her biscuit? I do.
If you do, please grab her by the biscuits. I want to find out. All right, you lock that in at 1600. We got a deal. And then, you see how it worked out?
We have changed the number so many times in the past few seconds.
Oh, we lock it in 1600 right now. Going once. Going twice.
In the middle.
Sold! $1,600. Congratulations to both parties. Caller 10, 833-6377. You will be JD's plus one for this wedding.
Yes.
Yes. Cannot wait. Hopefully you work at Jaguars.
Or Cheetahs.
Or Cheetahs.
He said that so quietly.
Congratulations to you,
Ray.
All day on a wedding day.
Thanks, guys. Woo-hoo.
Put her on hold real quick. All right. How's that, JD?
Hey, you're a great manager.
Yeah, man. You're going to have fun. I feel her vibes.
Yeah, no. It was a good one-off. Never again.
Never going to do it again?
No.